South Korea is the largest value market for U.S. beef exports, on pace to possibly reach $3 billion this year. To combat rising prices, Korea created a duty-free quota for imported beef. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Vice President for Economic Analysis Aaron Bohr discusses the impact.
The quota is basically 25,000 tons of chilled beef and 75,000 tons of frozen beef cuts available for all suppliers. Korea's chilled beef imports in the first half of the year totaled about 54,000 tons. U.S. accounted for 66% of those chilled beef imports. So we are the big supplier of chilled volume. And Australia makes up basically the balance. The U.S. is also the biggest supplier of frozen beef. We had just over 50% share of Korea's frozen imports in the first half of the year.
Despite losing a tariff advantage, Bohr feels the quota will benefit the U.S. industry.
Through the CORUS free trade agreement, we have been ahead of our competitors on this tariff reduction schedule. All of the competitors, or the major competitors, are headed to zero, but we had the head start. Our tariff at 10.7% is lower than Australia's 16% and New Zealand and Canada 18.6%. The other relevant suppliers that don't have free trade agreements are Mexico and Uruguay, and they pay the full 40%. But when we think about everyone going to zero, it's still a win for the U.S. Yes, we lose our relative advantage, but you think about that cost savings on U.S. beef is a benefit for the Korean importer and then passed on to the Korean consumer. You know, 10.7% tariff basically equated to about 70 cents a pound on chilled beef from the U.S. and equated to about 43 cents a pound for frozen U.S. beef.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.